Okay, Stay Nation, this is Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer checking in with you here on Monday, on this Monday night, actually, the 5th of August, 2024, a new week, first full week in August. How do you do, K-State Nation? That much closer to the 31st. Later this month, K-State football will be taking on University of Tennessee Martin. This is your first time listening to the podcast. Thank you so much again for listening throughout the summer. I know we've been in transition throughout most of it, but we've been, for the most part, rolling along here with this little podcast, little K-State podcast. So definitely, you like what you're listening here tonight, definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, and feel free to leave us a rating, 4 or 5 stars mainly. Helps this program a lot as we get start finally, and we're going to have some game activity here really soon, obviously. Soccer this week. We're going to call it preseason. Arkansas comes to town to Buser Family Park Friday night. I'll be running around the plaza area in KC for a huge event this weekend, so I won't be necessarily jumping on, necessarily. So I might be pre-recording some football episodes to keep y'all entertained while I'm out there trying to accomplish a big goal of mine here. So there's that. So there's going to be a lot going on there. But yes, K-State Nation, we'll have that. And then once I get done, or if something comes to a prize, if I need to finish up, I'll hop back on here. We'll still do a postcast of the preseason there as well, as we get you set for K-State Fall Sports. Chris Klieman, head coach of the football team, was on the mic yesterday, or I should say today, actually. Today, actually, there. And fall camp began last week, and now we heard it from the big dog's mouth, Chris Klieman, head coach's football team, entering year 6. Goodness gracious, that's hard to believe. I think it was just yesterday he was just hired to be the next head football coach for Kansas State. Full pads tomorrow night. Or I should say tomorrow. Not tomorrow night, but tomorrow. I'll take the night out of the equation there as well. So, obviously, let's, again, recap for those that are new to this podcast. K-State coming off a 9-4 record, and what hasn't been brought up yet, at least here on this little podcast, Pro Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, K-State Nation, fact that, dude, these losses, 1-score games. So we could be easily sitting here, or last year, we could have been sitting there. Again, they had an opportunity. Yes, I mean, they needed things to happen, but K-State still had an outside chance to get to potentially repeat as Big 12 champions. But obviously, we all know now that did not happen because of the clunker against Iowa State. The Iowa State run around and really embarrass you, really. But then later on, Avery Johnson gets a start in the postseason bowl, Pop-Tarts bowl, against NC State, a really good NC State team, and wins up that one. And now, again, like Brandon Olsen, Locked On Gators, just said, I just listened to this episode. He said, everybody wins the Heisman. Well, we got this Heisman talk all of a sudden now. Ever since Colin Klein, back in his senior season, Colin Klein now, former K-State and former offensive coordinator, now in the same position, offensive coordinator now for that team in Texas, A&M Aggies, and enter Connor Riley and Matt Wells as the new offensive coordinators. Now, I've heard Connor Riley's going to be calling the plays. So again, we're just, between myself and my co-host Alex A, which you'll hear on the Podbean bonus channel, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIER, the number 3 EDID, apostrophe S podcast. Alex will be on with me after every Kansas State football game this year. We'll have deeper analysis there. I'll still come on here and provide you my takes on here as well. So don't worry. We'll have it all covered here. But if you want more Wildcat bonus coverage, me and I are supposed to get together this week at some point to talk fall camp and more. Definitely download the Podbean app right now and type in the letters and numbers I just told you. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. You should be able to find it right there. And you will see bonus coverage right there of K-State coverage there. I'm hoping to cover at least one episode a week here as we get down. I know we're going to have our favorite episode, the predictions for K-State records going in going here. Obviously, K-State heading into the season, pick second in the conference there, 9-4. We're coming off Pop-Tarts Bowl win. And now we're sitting here just clicking off these days now and for K-State football. Just incredible right there as well. And all I can tell you from a little bit of synopsis I heard from Chris Klieman, they're still evaluating guys. We know some of these guys. Some of these guys are, right? We've heard them from obviously the different K-State podcasts. We know who's the top of the period of the pyramid. That's Avery Johnson, new QB1, first full year starter, with all his Heisman chatter surrounding him. A ton of offensive weapons: DJ Giddens, Keegan Johnson, Jace Brown, Garrett Oakley, Dylan Edwards. Defense looks to take that step forward. You want to be a dominant defense. I've said it every time on this podcast this summer. You want to be that defense. Joe Klanman back again. The job that he's done. Take that next level. Marcus Siegel, Austin Moore, Brennan Mott. There's depth at pretty much at every level. So that's kind of a little bit unnoticed here as well. So there's a lot of excitement there. So as far as we know, up until tonight, as we record this podcast on Monday night, full pads tomorrow. So looking forward to see what comes out of that. And I've been meaning to get to watch Dylan Edwards, how they're using Dylan Edwards. And that's the other question as well. Other than Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, one of Avery's best buddies. How are you going to use him, right? We've already talked about it a little bit. I'm pretty sure we'll talk about it more as we kind of get starting to really, really nip things in the bud here for the season home opener, which, by the way, will be the new class of the K-State Athletics Hall of Fame 2024. We'll have to go back and rehash that as well at some point. That might be a couple episodes that I might have to pre-record for you guys. But how are you going to use them, right? That's the other thing. And the defense, depth at every level. I mean, we kind of heard it on the outside. Can you live up to the billing, right? That's what's left now. That's what's left now. All we sit here, again, the word is speculation. That's all we can do is speculate until we see these guys hit the field on August 31st. So that's where we go there. But all in all, man, very excited. We'll see what happens. As far as I know, haven't seen anything really too important yet there. I just talked about soccer Friday night. Volleyball, they're going to be getting ready here shortly. And then we've been seeing the women's K-State women's basketball team on social here throughout the last few weeks here as they continue to get ready, following their great season, but losing out. Eliminated in the second round of the NCAA tournament in your own building. So how are you going to bounce back from that? But those girls have been at work, and they too have a lot of expectations because they have a lot of their pieces back, for the exception of Gabby Gregory as well. So a lot to look forward to for this fall stretch, this fall summer, not fall summer, fall sports. That's what I wanted to say. Here in 2024. So there you go on that. But yes, coming out of the Chris Klieman press conference there. Yep, full pads. And from what he said, at least from what I read, now I got to sit and watch it. I will have to do that. He says, from the transcripts that I've read, scriptures that I read, yeah, they're still evaluating guys. So see what happens there, but there's a lot to choose from. A lot to choose from. So very interesting there to hear that. But again, fall practice, and now you put the pads on. We'll see what happens as we continue to move through the first week of August, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, Freedom and Bubble Daily, or whenever you have a chance to record Kansas State content ever so closely to the K-State football season in a few weeks against UT Martin, University of Tennessee Martin. And let's not forget, we're going to do postcasts, not just after football, but soccer, volleyball. You've been following along or you've been in and out since the beginning of this podcast. I'm going to still do it. As I'll do my best to hop on here. Like I said, my hands gonna be full this weekend, running around middle of Kansas City. my attention is gonna be there. So I'm gonna pre-record a couple episodes for this weekend for y'all. So make sure you guys subscribe, do what y'all do, hit the 4 or 5 stars. That helps us out tremendously to have other K-State fans find this little K-State podcast. All right, that's going to do it right now for the Pearl Project Podcast on this episode. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Obviously not there in Santa California. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all soon.